You're listening to SBS News.
The latest Australian census told us that we are an increasingly multicultural nation. Therese Dickinson from the Australian Bureau of Statistics outlined just how much so at the release of the survey.
The number of us who are first-generation Australians, those born overseas, and second-generation Australians, those with one or both parents born overseas, which includes me, has grown and is now over half the Australian population.
As Australia's multicultural community has grown, the demand for services has grown along with it, and it's exposed the need for support in some service areas like healthcare. Bruce Willett from the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners says there's a strong demand for telephone interpreter services during consultations with family doctors.
Of the 20% of people who speak another language in Australia, there's 400 other languages, so a telephone-based service is really the only practical way to do that.
Bruce Willett says not all medical practices use interpreters, and that's because families frequently take their place.
Often relatives are used to interpret, and while that can work really well, it has severe limitations in terms of if someone has something that's private or confidential, they may not feel comfortable discussing things like that or even just things of an intimate detail.
That points to something more happening in healthcare than differences in language. The Cultural and Indigenous Research Centre Australia, or CIRCA, completed a report in 2017 for the Australian Commission on Safety and Quality in Healthcare. This study found that there are key differences in how and when people from diverse backgrounds present for treatment for particular conditions and the issues they face in accessing health services. Dr. Astrid Perry from Settlement Services International says their experience as a community organisation that supports newly arrived people from multicultural backgrounds bears this out. She says people can be frequently misdiagnosed or just misunderstood.
Sometimes it's interpreted wrongly as to what the person means, particularly in the area of mental health, I guess, around whether the level of seriousness, whether it's a figure of speech rather than illness related, and so on. So there's many or a lack of understanding as to whether they mean they want to go home or whether they mean they're not well enough, or because in many cultures you use a sort of a synonym rather than straying straight out how you're feeling.
Bruce Willett says bilingual GPs can help bridge that gap.
There's that feeling of understanding as well as the language. I think that can be a really strong bonus. And those doctors can not only interpret the language, but they can also help interpret the system for patients from a different culture and help those patients navigate what can be quite a foreign and different system than what they're used to.
Just under half of GPs in Australia come from multicultural backgrounds themselves. But Dr. Perry says these GPs can tend to be concentrated in cities or just a few language groups.
We do have some language GPs in regional areas because sometimes it's a condition of their visa that they work in regional areas first before they can come back to a metropolitan area. But this is often not the language that the local population speak in those country towns.
For those patients who are refugees and in Australia on temporary visas, the concern is that even if they can find a doctor who speaks their language or have access to interpreters, they cannot always even afford to see a doctor. Dr. Perry again.
Some of them do if they have Medicare. So that, you know, there's a number of temporary visas that actually have Medicare. And then they have to pay the gap like everyone else if there is a gap. Those who don't have medical care, like students, for example, they're supposed to have their own insurance that caters for the health care. But we know that they don't always have it as they're on a very stretched budget already.
For those who are fully covered by Medicare, doctors have some concerns about what support the scheme offers multicultural communities. There's no item in the Medicare schedule that caters specifically for patients who require translators. The RACGP says that doctors have been reassured they are covered if a longer consultation with an interpreter is necessary.
It takes some extra time to get interpretation and interpreter and services in place. But of course, it also takes some extra time for the person doing the interpreting to explain to the patient, and then the patient to give their answer to the interpreter, and then that to go back through the doctors.
But doctors say that advice doesn't really address the larger concern. Circa's study found that patients from diverse backgrounds consistently reported feeling they were not given the time in an appointment to fully understand what was being said or to ask questions. And Bruce Willett says that's a common refrain. He says Medicare itself has not kept up with inflation or demand, and it's the most vulnerable patients at risk of missing out.
GPs have been squeezed. They either have to see patients more quickly to try and make ends meet, which of course makes things like treating people who have English as a second language or don't speak English at all more difficult in that time, or GPs are forced to abandon bulk billing.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.